Human remains, bog butter, cannonballs, even clay pipes, among the bounty obtained by the National Museum over the past year. The 2,000 archaeological finds were discovered by archaeologists and members of the public in various counties around the country. To tell us more, we're joined by Maeve Sikora, the wonderfully titled Keeper of Antiquities at the National Museum of Ireland. Hello, Maeve.
Morning, Mary.
Will you cast an eye for us over these discoveries of the past year and tell me what stands out for you?
Happily, Mary. So yeah, just by way of a background, I suppose, to say that the Irish Antiquities Division, where I work, of the National Museum, has a really important statutory role to protect the portable heritage of Ireland for everybody. So this is a national role that we have, and the museum is also the state repository for all artefacts found in the state. So we receive many reports of discovery throughout the year of various items, and you did a good overview there yourself. But you know, items of great interest from, you know, 8000 BC all the way into the sort of post-medieval period. For example, relating to food, we've had a number of reports of finds of bog butter, which is actually butter. And for this sort of earlier period of the last 12 months, we've managed to radiocarbon date some of that. So we know at least one of our examples dates to about 1400 BC. So again, really, really interesting and something that we're continuing to research. But we have more enigmatic finds as well, such as a lead figurine from County Cork that was reported by someone building a stone wall. And we're in the course of researching that, but it suggests perhaps a sort of early first or second century date.
I have to say I was fascinated reading through the list of some of what was handed in. 636 clay pipes in one find in County Sligo. What were they doing?
So the clay pipes are probably one of the most common finds that if you're talking to an archaeologist who's out there excavating. So this was a collection assembled by one of our colleagues, an archaeologist in Sligo, that was registered this year. So it actually had been collected by him previously, but the vagaries of museum documentation means that every single piece must be accounted for and have a number. So it looks like an awful lot of material, but some of that would fit in quite a small box actually in relation to the clay pipes.
So it wouldn't signify a little clay pipe factory or a little party gathering or a wake or something like that.
It certainly might, Mary. And as you know, we do have instances of clay pipe factories around the country, in Dublin and elsewhere. Of course, there's a famous centre in the Crochery. So absolutely, it would signify,
Something I've always wanted to know, because we were all so concerned about best before dates these days. Bog butter. How old? Still edible?
Still surviving. I haven't tried to eat it myself.
Not on your toast for breakfast.
Not on my toast for breakfast, or maybe with Marmite on top or something. But no, it's actually a very interesting ancient phenomenon in Ireland. So we know it dates back because of the radiocarbon dates we've been able to do on it. On material in the museum collection, we have about 500 examples that we know of, a little bit more perhaps, and it dates to as early as around about 2000 BC. So you're talking about an interest in dairy for a very long time. Yeah,
what does 2000 BC bog butter look like?
It very much looks like, I suppose it looks like butter, but it looks like it's basically turned into a kind of a fat or a wax. So it's white looking. It really smells. And anybody who's found it or anybody who's working in the museum will tell you it has a very distinctive smell as well. And it's often noticed on bogs, or it has been in the past, because of its colour. So while a bog is completely brown, the bog butter will be this white material in the middle that the crows are landing on and eating.
Can people see
these? They still like it.
Sorry, Maeve, can people see these and other finds at the National Museum?
Absolutely. So as you know, we're free and we're open 7 days a week. And bog butter, we have two bog butters on display, one in our Bog Bodies exhibition on the ground floor and then another one in our Medieval Ireland exhibition on the first floor. So there's two examples for people to see in different situations.
And a wonderful place it is to visit as well. Maeve Sikora, could talk for ages, but thank you very much indeed.